Radio.
Hello.
Hey everybody, this is John, and welcome to another Punch Drunk edition of the Bang Radio Hour Retro Minicast. That's right, this is the 11th in a summer-long series of Bang Radio Hour Retro Minicasts. We're pulling hilarious NFL fun from the last 14 seasons. That's right, man, this is a 14-year-old podcast. If we were a dog, and you listened to us as a puppy on our first show, by now, you'd be ready to put us to sleep, which is really a bad metaphor, so ignore that. Next weekend is Memorial Day weekend, and Tom and I have both marked it on our calendar in red Sharpie. Episode 326 will be recorded come hell or high water. Hey, relax anyway. It's the off-season. If you're new to us, we only do one show per month in the off-season. In April, we kind of let things get by, so now you've got these little mini-casts. It's meant for new listeners. It is meant for old listeners to go ahead and spread them around, man. If you like this show, share it. It's going to be short. It's only going to be like 20 minutes, so share it with your buddies. If you haven't listened to us before, and you're sitting here probably wondering, well, you know, if they haven't done a show since the draft, they haven't even given us their takes on what's going on in the NFL, the draft, and everybody's good. Who won the draft and who... Shut up. We don't give a shit. We cover the draft, but we do it in our own way. Like this, in 2009, when the Oakland Raiders were on the clock.
And now the Oakland Raiders have made another interesting selection. They've taken a safety. Michael Mitchell, safety from Ohio U, not Ohio State. It's Ohio U, and we don't have a highlight of him.
Where is he in
the safety here?
Well, he could be his 73rd safety.
Wait a minute. 73rd safety.
I put him in there. I remember, Mike, I saw. Hey, the kid showed that he could maybe be a priority free agent type. If you bring to camp, he could maybe do something. Hey.
So how long do you think Oakland could have waited before they were worried about losing Mitchell?
At least for the fifth round.
Wait a minute. I'm going to look this up right here just to make sure, okay? Let's see. Safeties.
No, it's not in it.
No, put it this way. 74. Here it is. So why would they do this?
He didn't go to combine. All-star games, no. They had to see a game or a workout individually that wowed them over. What else could it be? We confirmed that one team also had him as a free agent. Didn't even have a 40 time on him, let alone.
So a young man
Ohio
U, he's a Raider.
So he's probably like out playing basketball or something right now. Gets a phone call, and the next thing you know, here we go.
We'll be watching him.
I don't understand what their problem is. He had a terrific game against Flint Junior College. He made four tackles and intercepted a pass. I saw the highlight on the local website they have there. Names in the news. I figured there was 72 other teams that might jump up and take him ahead of me, so I wanted to get the pick in. Hey, it appears that our draft board is upside down. What the hell is this? Somebody's gonna get fired over this. The draft board's upside down, Tom.
We don't have a highlight of him.
That explains it.
He's 73rd safety.
Well, you know what the logical step is after that, right? Once you figured out that your draft board's been upside down for the first two rounds, we have to do something. Let's pick the guys with the coolest names that we can find. See if there's someone named Slade or Stryker. See if T.J. Hooker's been drafted.
Oh, what are we doing, 70s cop shows?
Yes.
Is there a guy named Kojak?
Their fourth-round pick and their fifth-round pick or something like that was a guy named Slade and a guy named Stryker. They might turn out to be good players. You know, no offense to those guys, but Jesus Christ.
That's funny.
You've got to be a Raider with a name like Stryker. How can you not? Goodness, if we'd have had a guy named Stryker back when Madden was coaching, we'd have won more than one measly Super Bowl.
Right.
Hey, you hear Madden's getting sued, dude?
Madden's getting sued?
Yeah, old players whose names, actually, they haven't used names. I've never seen names on the damn thing, but old players who are being used on the Madden game, you know, for the classic teams, they're thinking about suing.
Really?
Yeah.
John, what do you say?
Right here, this is what you call a lawsuit. It's really supposed to ream my ass.
That was that wham again. I mean, that's the wrinkle for their offense tonight. Wham blocking.
I'm going to miss him. What are we going to do?
We're going to have to deal with Collinsworth. That's just...
Oh, God, that's horrible.
That's not even fair. That's not even fair. I mean, it's good we're getting Herm Edwards on ESPN. That's a good thing. But to balance it out by giving us freaking Chris Collinsworth?
Yeah, I don't get that.
Well, you know, he's been doing it for so long. He's actually a halfway decent analyst. But who the God, he's terrible. You can't even listen to the guy.
You just sit on a couch and watch television and read or something until you just fall asleep.
Right. That's what happens.
Exactly. Collinsworth will help you right along.
Oh, I mean, how are we gonna get along without these gems by Madden like this one?
You start off, and your goal is to win the Super Bowl. And then what you want to do, first of all, you win your division, and then you get a bye the first week of the playoffs, then you get home field throughout the playoffs, then you get to the Super Bowl and win it.
That's
it. You know, Todd, if you take the ball, that's that oblong thing, and you take it all the way down the other side, and you put it into the end zone, that's where they paint the grass different colors and whatnot, then that's 6 points. You do that enough, you win a lot of games.
I think that's the first thing. You have two goals. One is first get in field goal position, and then your second goal, of course, is to score a touchdown.
Right.
Here's my question. Here's my question. When you're retired, you save enough money to buy yourself an RV and drive around the country, and if you're an NFL fan, you go around and see games in different stadiums, right? John Madden's been retired for 25 friggin' years. What the hell is he going to do now?
I don't know.
He's been riding around on his fat ass in that big bus. You know, he hasn't had to do anything but show up and watch a football game and say easy shit.
You know, Tom, when the defensive lineman jumps before the quarterback snaps the ball, that's called offside. I'll continue to tell you about this until the third quarter.
He said he wants to spend time with his family. I mean, the guy's getting old. What are you going
to
do?
You bring him to the damn football game. Who doesn't like a good football game? How do you marry a woman that's going to stick with you for 75 years? And not go to the damn football game. You know how hard it is to try to get a blowjob in the bus? You know? It's my bus. It's the damn Madden Cruiser. I should get my wife to give me a Hummer right there in the back of the bus. But, you know, 20 years and never got one. You'd be surprised.
You know, the first time we ever did this show, we started it with Madden.
Back way back when, in the days of 1939.
Well, I can tell you this. Randy Moss, it was his first year with the Raiders. It was his first game with the Oakland Raiders. They were playing at New England. It was the Thursday night season opener, and Moss caught an 80-yard touchdown, and John Madden said,
"He's the most dangerous player in the NFL."
And then the following Monday night, Atlanta played. Michael Vick and the Atlanta Falcons were on Monday Night Football, and Madden was doing the game again. And Michael Vick ran a touchdown in, and Madden said,
"When this guy has the ball, he's the most dangerous player in the NFL."
And we laughed our asses off.
Yeah, you know, the fact is, as we found out, he was right. What he was talking about, this is the most dangerous man anywhere near an animal. When he has the ball, he's just as likely to throw it at your dog and cave its head in. It's very dangerous.
Oh, you want to know? I'll tell you what was funny from the draft. Steve, I got this. I got to play this for you.
Okay.
Steve Young talking about Mark Sanchez.
Right.
All right. After the Jets made their trade and Cleveland kept trading down. And the Cleveland Jets, by the way, now.
Right.
They are the Cleveland Jets. The Browns are gone.
Of course.
But Steve Young had this to say about Mark Sanchez, was cracking me up.
He's dynamic. There you see the quarterback draw. He does a lot of things very well, but he is crafty. And he's full of guile. That's the kind of quarterback you want in New York.
He's guile. He's full of guile. You know what? The New York papers will find out he's been full of Kyle.
Who talks like that?
Steve Young. You know. Those hair plugs have been pulled too tight, dude.
He's guile.
He's guile. That's a guile, Tom. He's going to need that guile.
He's dynamic.
He's dynamic. That was funny. He's dynamic, as you can see here with the quarterback draw, he said. I was like, all the guy did was run forward 5 yards. He's dynamic.
Look at that. You can count on him to get 15 feet straight line. Look at that. He's stupendous, Tom. Superific.
He is crafty.
He is crafty.
He is just mischievous, Tom.
Bang! Bang! You got your sunrise. You caught a prize. You're mating your Johnson. Party nights, summer whites. Your friends, and your Johnson. Rooster tails, water trails. Your kids, and your Johnson. Saturday nights, distant lights. Your girl, and your Johnson.
You and your Johnson, a way of life for over 50 years.
Who is this irresistible creature who has an insatiable love for the dead? Hey, this is Rob Zombie, and you're listening to John and Tom on the Bang Radio Hour.
Six Ten Sports Radio in Kansas City, home of the Royals. John,
oh, home of the Royals. Whoa, let me tell you what, Tom. Home of the Royals, and if they're talking about the Chiefs, that means that on this station, there's probably 34 happy days a year.
Right. If that.
They probably don't even get up in the morning. They just probably just like push a cartridge in that goes, and the Royals were on the short end of the stick last night.
It's just a loop.
Right? It just, you just have to plug in the numbers 8-4. The little machine comes on. And the losers, or the Royals, came up losers last night, 9-3.
Well, their morning guy, Bob Fesco.
Bob Fesco.
Fesco in the morning.
Fesco in the morning. Hi, everybody. Yeah. Rise and shine. I can hear him. He's got his little horn, right? Woo-hoo, woo-hoo. Bob Fesco. With your morning cup of joe for everybody out there wanting to talk some Kansas City Royals.
All right. It's 5 till 10, 9:55.
That's right. Time for the weather check. And, hey, anybody want to talk about hog futures? We're coming up with Farmer Bob after the hour. Great here on Kansas City Radio.
Oh man.
Yeah, so he's Bob's he's upset about the Chiefs.
You're an embarrassing train wreck to the 2.5 million people that call this metro area home. You've let down all the old ladies that are on life support rooting for you trying to pull out another day. You give people nothing to live for. You suck. That's what you are right now. You're an embarrassing sucking train wreck of a football team.
Oh my.
From top to bottom. But the onus to me this week is on the players. Get your ass out there and play like a man. Play like you mean it. Play like you care.
Wow.
Look, man, if you are an old lady on life support and you need the Kansas City Chiefs to give you a reason to believe, really, is it their fault that you had a crappy life?
Yes.
You give people nothing to live for. You suck.
Right.
Right. You suck because you've got nothing left. Your family's deserted you. You have no money, but the Chiefs are letting you down.
Did you hear?
You're an embarrassing, sucking train wreck of a football team.
Oh, that's right. As opposed to a noble, awesome train wreck of a football team.
I've got more passion at 6:18 this morning than you have for 8 freaking quarters. Every one of you sucks. And we're tired of paying for tickets and parking and hot dogs and wasted freaking Sunday afternoons watching you play. And you know what? Fans are going to stop coming.
No, they
because
won't.
Fans
no.
aren't going to support your crap.
Yeah, they
we're
will.
We're done.
Yeah, they will.
What the hell has this city done to deserve being treated like complete, total crap by both sports teams? Both teams in this town make no effort for their fans at all. We're
at all.
Done. You guys all suck. Every professional athlete in this town blows right now. Perform like you care. Perform like you want to be a part of a professional team.
Oh, my God. This guy's on the radio?
Dude,
what is
he's on the radio
language?
At 6:18 in the morning when he knows no professional athletes can possibly be listening.
I know, but perform like you care.
Right.
What the hell is that?
Make sure you show up every Sunday. Make sure you tie on your cleats and get out there on the field and perform like you've got some meaning out there in the game. There's old ladies on life support counting on you.
Man, he just, I don't know, it's the way he speaks. It's very odd.
It's downright Midwest. It really is. You know, it's corn-fed boys.
This is just ridiculous.
He wants them to admit it, John. He wants them, the Chiefs, to admit they suck.
Admit you suck. Admit you have no idea what's going on. Admit you have no idea that you care. Just come out and tell us. And we'll stop going. Because you know what? It was a nice Sunday yesterday. I could have gone pumpkin picking.
What?
I could have had donuts down in Lewisburg and cider.
Oh, my God. He could have had donuts and cider in Lewisburg, John, and he could have gone pumpkin picking.
He was going pumpkin picking, Tom, and then he might have actually gone antiquing. Oh, my God.
But no, I watched your sorry ass play.
Right.
All of us watched your sorry ass play when we could have been down at Lewisburg enjoying cider and donuts.
Right.
No more.
Right. Pumpkin picking.
Pumpkin picking. You know what happened? What he doesn't realize is what happened, Tom, was a biological phenomenon that happens occasionally on Sunday afternoons when men's brains say, you know, maybe we should go pumpkin picking instead of watching some NFL football. But the balls call and say, no, we are not getting off the couch.
I could have gone pumpkin picking.
I could have. He wants them to admit it, Tom, like it's a 12-step program to make them better, you know?
The first step to getting better is admitting you suck.
Admit you suck.
They're going to stand up in the front of the plane. Look, man, I'd try to block you today, but I'm probably going to hold four or five times, and you can run around me a few times, but it's because I suck. I admit it.
At all! At all!
At all!
At all!
At all!
At all!
That's probably that.
And here we say we hear the sound of the wild pumpkin picker in the wild trying to find its mate.
At all! At all!
He's out frolicking in the pumpkin patch. This is what Chiefs... I mean, seriously, if you'd ever really not want to live in the Midwest, if this is what you hear you could be doing on your Sunday, this is your options. Watch the Chiefs or go frolic in the pumpkin patch and have donuts and cider. Have donuts in the pumpkin patch.
Oh, my God. That's funny, man.
Nothing says Sunday in fall like powdered sugar donuts in the pumpkin patch.
Jesus.
At all! At all! At all! At all! At all! At all!
Like he doesn't get shot by Farmer Brown. Goddamn crows, get out of my pumpkin patch.
At all! At all!
They got, oh, there we go. That's a peacock. Hold on, listen to that.
At all! At all! At all!
A peacock. How perfect. What's his name again?
Bob Fesco.
Fesco the peacock in the morning.
At all! At all!
Oh my God! That's the best!
Oh shit. We're a wildlife show now. That's terrific. Maybe they should make him a ref.
Oh God.
That's
hilarious.
I kept seeing like Bobby Knight as the game warden with his shotgun.
All right. So yeah, there you go. Bob Fesco. Fesco in the morning.
Yeah, so hey.
Oh my God.
I wanna I gotta pull this dude's name up here real quick. That was sent to us by one of the listeners in the on Tuesday morning. So look, man, if you guys are out there, hear some funny stuff like that, you know, when you're listening to your local radio or something like that, hear some crazy caller or something like that, and they put them up on podcasts, which they usually do. Send us a link to it, man. That came in to us from, let's see, who was that? That was Jasper Tausida. I think I'll say that best. Jasper. So thanks to Jasper for sending us that. Gee whiz, Tom, a guy named Jasper living in Kansas City. What do you want to bet he owns a few pairs of overalls?
Isn't there a Jasper, Wyoming?
There's Jasper in Kansas City.
You know, I was down pumpkin picking last week, listening to the Chiefs on the radio, and it just wasn't a very pretty sight, let me tell you. Jeez, there's that annoying radio fella again.
At all! At all!
In the pumpkin patch. He doesn't want to watch the Chiefs either. So Jane made him go pumpkin picking. Tarzan and Cheetah are out there walking around. All right, there's the Kansas City Peacock. That was from episode number 206 from September 2012. And based on all the email we got at the time, man, that was what everybody thought was the best bit we'd ever done. Now, that was 5 years ago. I'm sure we've gotten things that maybe people have thought otherwise and gotten some new ones out there that people like better. Who knows? But everybody liked that one up till then anyway. So once again, Bang Radio Hour, episode number 326. That's right, a whole big, badass, brand new episode
discussing all sorts of stuff that I'm sure will be all sorts of lots of fun. Next weekend, we're going to record that, Memorial Day weekend. I'd give you a better tease, but I never know what's coming till just before showtime. Truthfully, Tom and I find that the less I have time to think, the better. All right, so come on over and join our Bang Radio Hour Facebook page and run your yap. Come on over, follow me on Twitter at Bang Radio Hour, and go to bangradiohour.com to take part in the most fun thing ever to be placed on the internet, and that will be pushing our donation button. Summer is coming, and we do need to pay our country club memberships. Later!
What's going on, peoples of UK? If you're a cereal soggy sandwich eater, or your mouth water when microwave go ping, then you commit crimes against cooking. So thank goodness for Meerkat Meals. Dine out with 2-for-1 on food at your local favorites. Like Giraffe. And Prezzo. All with the Meerkat app when you buy through Compare's Market. Ooh, lunch is ready. I'll get my coat.
Qualifying purchase, 2-for-1 on equivalent starters, mains and desserts, a la carte only, Sunday to Thursday, T's and C's and exclusions apply.
What's going on, peoples of UK? If you eat last night's leftovers from lunchbox, or your mouth water when microwave go ping, then you commit crimes against cooking. So thank goodness for Meerkat Meals. Dine out with 2-for-1 on food at your local favourites.
Like Ed's Diner and Pizza Express.
All with the Meerkat app when you buy through Compare's Market.
Ooh, lunch is ready.
I'll get my coat.
Qualifying purchase, 2-for-1 on equivalent starters, mains and desserts, a la carte only, Sunday to Thursday, T's and C's and exclusions apply.